Coach Q, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. You know, Hooters, Andy, it's not just a restaurant. It's a way of life.
It is indeed.
Coach Joel Quenneville joins us now. Hey, Coach, how are you?
Good morning. Great. How are you doing?
Doing fine. I heard you guys brought Sembo in. Semborski, the backup goalie story. Didn't he come to town? Did you see him again, or is he coming to town?
No, he came last Sunday. Yeah, he came in and got through the snow and came and we got him a new set of gear and got him all excited. It was nice what he did then, and it was a good visit on his return.
It's a great example too of how the Hawks get it, because they got a great story with a great kid who really is a good person, and you could have just forgotten about him. If you're the Blackhawks, you could have just said, yeah, cute story, whatever. We got games to win. We got stuff to do. But to bring him in and make him feel special, make him feel part of it again. And I know, Coach, you credit John, and it obviously starts with Rocky, but with John and Jay and everybody on the business side as well. But they just get it. It's always impressive. And Pete and all those guys.
Yeah, they do a great job. They identify a lot of things that in the community, and you know, whether it's with charities, whether it's with different organizations, they got a pulse on what's going on around the city and around the team, and I think they work well with the players as well, and I think they got a great feel for what's best for not just Blackhawks, but for kids, for fans, for Blackhawks.
Eric Semborski, for those who didn't know the story, backup goalie in Philly on an emergency basis when Corey Crawford had to go out very quickly and there wasn't a backup goalie, and he didn't actually get in the game, but it's a great story, and the interview we did with him is and available at podcast, wherever you podcast, WGNRadio.com. I think it's great, too, that you got him shoveling your driveway all weekend. That's cool.
Very good. Yeah, it was a nice thing. And it was almost one of those situations where we almost got a chance to play, and it was a we would have probably given him a shot at it had the situation arisen in late in the game. We were down, and we would have given him an opportunity to play live if it presented itself.
But he's keeping his skills sharp, because right now he's standing by a Q's house with a shovel, so when the snow starts tomorrow, he's going to keep shoveling, and then Q's just going to whip snowballs at his head. Hey, stop that, kid. How about that one? You know, you got to keep his hand eye up. That's all I'm saying.
There you go.
All right, so injury update. How's Taves?
Taves is fine. Taves are good to see him playing. That was a long time coming, getting back in the lineup for him. And then I thought he did a good job playing, did some good things. And, you know, you use him in all the different situations and important faceoffs. And he handled 18 minutes very well. And, so it's great to have him back, and Siebes as well. And Corey was skating yesterday, so touch wood here. We're getting just about everybody back here.
Boy, Darling's been great, hasn't he?
He's been unbelievable. I think that the continuation of our goaltending being at that level all year long has been one of our strengths, and put us in the position we're in today. So it's a game in, game out. The goalie is a big factor, and when we get points and every night he's a factor in us having a chance to win, and Darles is outstanding. He was great the other night against the Rangers, a very tight game, and had to make some big, big saves in the third period again. And can't say enough good things how well he's handled this situation. And it's a healthy situation, knowing that you got two guys that can play in stretches where, like, they're the guy.
Coach, you never want to lose a guy, obviously, like Jonathan Toews, and as many things as he does for your team. But did you get a chance to see some other guys in that type of a role? And now, this time of the season, you've got some guys with some better experience as a result?
Well, we put ourselves with different situations where guys were taking face-offs at different stages of the game that probably would have never saw that that moment. And in your own end, you might be on your wrong side late in the game, could be tied, could be a one-goal game, and you're put in those situations, and you know, you find out about these kids or these guys. And but we had several opportunities for a number of players that got different situations and got more ice time. And I think that as you go along here, I think that gives some more depth and some more predictability as you go along here. And but I thought we did a good job of checking and playing better defensively over a recent stretch here. And I think that's improved our team game. And I think if we check well, I think there'll be enough offense with this group.
How about the Islanders tonight? What do you like? What are you concerned with them?
Well, you got Johnny Tavares. He's a great player. He's a guy you got to be worried about the most on the their offensive look. And you got Nick Leddy on the back end coming up off the rush and off the point as well. And it's a team that you got to be respectful for. They play well in their building, and they're going to be ready tonight. And so we're coming off a disappointing loss. So we're I think we got to play the way we've been playing recently, and I think that's the mindset. And let's just check first and make them defend.
There is a Christmas spectacular going on with the with the Chicago Blackhawks now. You've got all the Christmas card stuff that you can order, including our friend Soup, Brian Campbell's Christmas card. By the way, Coach, Soup says he's far and away the best artist on the team.
Oh, Rembrandt?
Yeah. No, that's a funny nickname for him. You may want to drop that. And I hold in my hand something called Keith on a Wreath. It's Duncan Keith. You've heard of Elf on a Shelf or Mensch on a Bench. This is Keith on a Wreath. Now, you can't buy these, but you can win one, right? And, Sandberg, how do you win one? Is it ChicagoBlackhawks.com?
Yeah, / Keith on a Wreath, or # Keith on a Wreath, too. So.
Have you seen these, Coach?
I heard about them, and I haven't seen them yet, though. But I think they gotta be outstanding.
Oh, you've got to get one of these.
Keep an eye on the kids.
Yeah, you got to get one of these. Though I don't know that they're welcoming. Duncan's a defenseman. You put this on your front door, people aren't coming in. Maybe this is good if you got relatives coming over you don't care about that much.
He's got cute little slippers on, too.
And a Santa hat going,
little
too.
Little black slippers going on.
Yeah, I don't think people think cute slippers with Duncan Keith.
I guess
but
not.
Maybe not.
Coach, maybe you can decorate the dressing room with these. That might be kind of cool on all the lockers.
Yeah.
I don't see think he's going to do it. But very cool, as the Hawks have a lot of fun with the holidays as well. Well, we're on a great roll here, and when I say we, that means I'm taking credit for none of the work that I've done and all of the work that you guys have done, and it's been nothing but fun. So keep it up, Coach.
All right.
And am I going to talk? I'm not going to talk to Coach for Christmas, am I? This is it. Is this our Christmas? Come here, Coach. Give me a hug. Get over here. I don't know if I'm going to talk to you next week, but Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas, gang.